It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Courtney Cox with Carbon County. And believe it or not, it's time to start talking about the fair. They've moved the times of the fair this year.
Correct.
And that's all going to be, we're going to talk about why that happened. And they did some great things last year. We're going to talk about that and how they built upon that and made it better than before. In fact, that is the theme for the Carbon County Fair this year. Courtney, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's jump right in and let's talk about the fair last year, because it was really almost like a labor of love for some of the people that work for Carbon County, wasn't it?
I mean, bottom line is that's exactly what it was. A group of us county employees really started the concept of bringing back the fair, got together and teamed up with people here in our community and brought back what we felt like was a really great weekend. We were very proud with what we came up with, especially because most of us haven't had experiences with major events of this size. And I'm really proud of what we delivered to the community.
So let's talk about the fair last year, because it seemed to be a pretty good success. You had a great turnout.
We did.
But you guys also did something last year that's maybe a little bit unique, but maybe should be done more often. You asked your sponsors and your vendors and the people that went what you guys could do to make it better.
Right, exactly. We asked sponsors what their experience was like and what they felt that we could do better for them or provide more for them. For the sponsors, one of the things that they talked about was just kind of some congestion and some placement. So we have new ideas for that going into this year. And then as far as community feedback goes, one of the big things that we heard from the community is one, they wanted more events, and two, they felt like when we hosted the fair this last summer, it was too congested between events, people getting ready to go back to school. It was hard for them. They were already burnt out by that point in the summer. And so we sat down right after the fair last year. I think it was the week after. We sat down as a group and we said, how can we change this? And what weekends can we look at? We don't want to overlap community events. We don't want to be in between two major community events again, because that was hard on everybody. And so we came up with May 30th through June 1st. There wasn't a major community event that we're overlapping. We're kicking off the summer this time, so hopefully we're not already encountering vendor burnout or community burnout. And we really hope that that's going to bring us bigger, better fair this year.
And by the looks of it, you've done that. Let's get started right into it. Kicking us off on Thursday, May 30th. You're going to have the cornhole tournament, starts at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
That'll be behind the event center.
Right.
And then you're bringing in some great entertainment that I think is going to be a lot of fun.
I'm really excited about our entertainment. We have a little bit of a variety this year, so we're not just catering to people who are interested in one genre of music. So the first night, on Thursday night at 7 o'clock in the amphitheater, we have Luke Randall and John Houston's Billy Joel and Elton John tribute. It's called An Evening of Billy Joel and Elton John. So they sing covers of these two artists, and we hear that they're phenomenal. So we're very happy that they're going to join us for the fair this year.
And that will be a lot of fun. And then you don't waste any time on Friday morning. You get started right at 10 o'clock, don't you?
Yep, we're opening up the vendor booths. We are working with some more people for Kids Corner. Hopefully that'll be bigger this year. We'll bring back bounce houses, and we've got some other fun ideas. We'll have the Animal Barn and the 4-H Open Class exhibits. The Castle Country Quilters are going to do their quilt show again. However, part of the feedback that we got last year is they wanted to be down closer to the main area. So we're going to move them into the event center, and the quilt show is going to take place in the event center.
And then an event that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And as you said, you're bringing diversity and different types of music and things like that. You're going to have a battle of the bands on Friday night.
Yeah. Do you remember when they used to host that at the college? And that was such a huge event. So we've kind of reminisced on some events that used to be held here in the community that are now gone. And that was one of them, Battle of the Bands. And so we're actually going to host this down in the park on the pavilion stage. And then we're going to set up the portable stage. So they're going to be kind of at an angle to each other. One band will play while the next one sets up. And we'll go back and forth. So, speaking of Battle of the Bands, I hear that I'm familiar with one of the judges who's going to be there.
Who's that?
You.
Well, I wasn't allowed to say anything.
Oh, well,
we'll be out there partying actually both days. We'll get to our part of it here in just a little bit. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to this. Like I said, that's different. It's different music.
Yeah.
And it's really maybe even some local grown talent, too.
So that's another great thing to mention is we are seeking people who would like to participate in Battle of the Bands. So if you are a member of a band and you would like to join in, contact Carbon County Recreation or jump on our website, which is carbonutahfair.com. And we have a link to register or we'll have one soon. We're in the works.
And then we've got the burnout contest and you end the night as you should at the fair with the Carbon County Rodeo.
Correct. Yeah. Afton did such a great job last year. She really did. She blew me away with the rodeo that she put together. And we've asked her to come back and keep being a part of the fair as we go forward.
And then really to end the evening, once you get dusk and it gets dark, the Desert Wing RC Air Night Flights. These are really cool, too.
They are very cool. A lot of people commented last year about their Saturday flight. I don't know that as many people saw the night flight. But the Saturday flight, I mean, they were doing tricks and turns and acrobatics with their planes. It was really incredible.
And then you're not resting at all, it looks like. Saturday morning we get started. We've got a softball tournament. We've got motocross racing at 8. Desert Wings is going at 7 o'clock on Saturday with 5K their flight.
Fun run.
Yeah.
Now the softball tournament, this one, and I guess I should really say that most of this is set in stone, but we're still in the works on some of our schedule, and that includes the softball tournament. We actually were contacted by, I believe it's D1. Does that sound right?
Could be.
They want to bring a softball tournament into our area, and we're thinking of coordinating them with a fair. So that's still a little bit tentative, but the rest of this, the motocross race, the Desert Wings, the Fun Fly for the day, they're going to be out there. We're going to do the 5K Fun Run. That's going to start at 7 o'clock. That link is on our website, so people can go ahead and start registering for that. We're bringing back the Cause for Paws Car Show. That's going to be on the Senior Center lawn again. We had such good feedback on that placement. So we're excited to bring that back. And Autumn Blackner, who owns Party Express and Gifts, she is the one who sets up the car show for us each year. She's got some fun ideas that she's bringing to the car show this year. So I think she's talking about doing a raffle, talking about maybe doing like a Power Wheels class for the kids to join in. So we're really excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And then, of course, we've got the vendor booths again, an animal barn. Mm-hmm. 4-H is going on, and you're bringing back the Kids Talent Show. That was fun.
Yeah, that was great. And so hopefully we're actually expanding it this year. Instead of a 2-hour show, we're looking at potentially a 4-hour show. People had a great time, and they really loved watching the kids. And part of the feedback that we got last year is people wanted that to be more visible. So instead of in the amphitheater up on top of the hill, that is going to be on the stage in the park. So you can check out the vendors. You can watch the talent show. It's all going to be kind of right there.
And then, of course, the Hypno Hick is pretty much synonymous with summer in Carbon and Emery County.
Absolutely.
He's got two shows, one kids show at 3, then the adult show at 5.
Yes.
And then we're going to close out the night bringing Due West into the Carbon County Fair. This is going to be a lot of fun. As I said, we're going to be up there both days hanging out. The guys will be there. We're going to have tickets to give away. We're going to have backstage meet and greets with the guys. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And I can't believe that you jammed it all into 3 days, but you did it.
We're trying. You know what? Like I said, we took the feedback and we are rolling with it. We're trying to make it a great event that people want to come back to each and every year and that they look forward to.
All right. And before we get out of here, like we said, these things don't just happen.
No.
You have to have people that are willing to sponsor, to show up and you know what? Donate some time, maybe even donate some money to make these things happen. And you've got a great list of sponsors already started.
We do.
And then you're always looking for more, right?
Absolutely. If people are interested in sponsoring the fair, they can reach out to me. They can reach out to Carbon Rec. We'd be happy to give them information on our sponsorship packages. And while we're talking about sponsors, I do want to give a shout out to our very first Blue Ribbon sponsor, which is Emery Telecom. Thank you guys so much for partnering with the fair and helping us.
It's going to be a great time out there. Due West tickets are on sale and available right now. I believe it's libertyentertainment.live. Go on, get your tickets and just get ready to have some fun.
We're going to have a good time. We hope we see you out there.
I will be there, apparently, because I'm locked into quite a bit. So
good. I'm glad. I'm glad that you're joining us this year.
Once again, it's Courtney Cox with Carbon County talking all about the fair. Courtney, we'll have you in the month of April as well to talk more about it. Great. And then in May, the closer that it gets.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for taking out the time to come
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.